I think we are now coming to the end of the sixth chapter, and there are three ideas which are still left out. One is the idea which started in the fifth chapter, and that is Brahma Nirvana. The second idea is in the sixth chapter. Brahma Nirvana is chapter number 5 and verse number 24 and also 25. Verse number 24 and verse number 25. The second is the perception of oneness in chapter number 6. 6.29, 6.30 and 6.31. These three verses refer to the experience of oneness. And third point which you have to consider is the question that is raised by Arjuna regarding the difficulty that one encounters in controlling the mind. And what happens to the individual who, even though tries his best to attain to the higher condition of yoga, falls from it? And that is a question that Arjuna asks and Sri Krishna answers with a great consolation to everyone. Now let us therefore first deal with this question of Brahma Nirvana, which comes in chapter number 5. Let us first read these two verses again, 5.24 and 5.25. Yaha antaha sukhaha antara ramaha tathantara jyotireva यह सयोगी ब्रह्म निर्वाणम ब्रह्म भूतः अतिगच्छति लभन्ते ब्रह्म निर्वाणम ऋषयः क्षीण कल्मषाः छिन्न द्वैधा यतात्मानः सर्वभूतहिते रताः. Now these two verses indicate the climax of the Karma Yoga. As we have seen earlier, the Karma Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita has this distinction that it applies the principles of knowledge to the principles of action. The normal opposition between knowledge and action that is normally made out is bridged in the Bhagavad Gita. We shall come to this point again when we make a review of the entire six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. But the point to be made here is that Sri Krishna speaks of the synthesis of knowledge and action. Karma Yoga is fulfilled when one attains to the highest knowledge. And highest knowledge reaches its climax when you can perform Karma Yoga. This is the interrelationship that is established in these six chapters. So unless you arrive at the highest point of knowledge while doing karma, your Karma Yoga is not complete. And therefore Sri Krishna speaks here of the highest condition of knowledge, which is Brahma Nirvana. While doing actions, you should arrive at Nirvana. Now, this emphasis on Nirvana often leads people to imagine that according to Bhagavad Gita, karma is an instrument and Nirvana is the end. Now, this is not entirely untrue, because Sri Krishna himself says that the highest karma ends in knowledge, because there is no opposition between the two. But therefore, to say that after reaching nirvana, nothing remains to be done, it has no relationship with action. It is not as if action is a ladder which leads you to a certain stage, and having reached there, you can throw away the ladder. You climb up the movement of action, arrive at the highest knowledge, because it is only in the highest knowledge that the bondage to action is burnt away. But action itself is not burnt away. Action proceeds from highest condition of nirvana. According to some, nirvana is the end, and after nirvana, action is impossible. That is because nirvana is understood as a condition of extinction. Extinction of what? Extinction of the ego, extinction of the individual, and extinction of action. These three extinctions are normally associated with the idea of nirvana. In fact, this idea of nirvana is taken up by Buddhism very powerfully. And when Buddhism speaks of nirvana, it speaks of this nirvana, extinction of the individual, of the ego, and of action. This is how very often Buddhism itself is interpreted. But in Buddhism also, we find that Buddha did not cease to act after he attained to the supreme knowledge. He did not cease to act. In fact, acts of compassion are enjoined by Buddhism, both as means and even after achieving the highest, the continuation of the acts of compassion.